I'm Elliot Gross, the host of the Don't Forget the Blues Hour. You are tuned to member-supported WPFW in Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
We're getting an echo there, Mr. Engineer. Let's see if you can resolve that for us. Hey, go. All right.
Okay. I'm clear on my side.
I'm good on my side. All right, let's see. Okay, I'm not getting it now. Great, great, great. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning.
Welcome to the WPFW's Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with
Chip Jones,
okay, and more importantly, you, because this show is about giving you these 50,000 watts to share your thoughts and dreams and aspirations and so on and so forth, and Scooby Dooby Dooby, right?
That's right.
All right, so listen, folks, holidays coming up. We just got through the contentious election. It ain't done yet. Cabinet people are being picked, and it's all manner of things are going on out there. But this morning, we want to give you an opportunity to share some lighter side, you know, some humor. You know? All right, because you know the laugh to keep from crying, as they would say.
That's it.
Right? And because if you just looked at this stuff and said, "Man, is this all there is?" You know, so you folks give us a call and share your humor with us, you know, and doesn't matter what topic, doesn't matter what subject, but, you know, something that you would like to, you have a humorous response to, okay? Let's open up a big window, right?
That's right. Especially me, fine. You know, I go dark. I go dark on the humor.
So. You know, that's you can't help but who you are, you know.
That's it.
All right, listen, the number to call is 202-580-8893. Community watching comment. You know, share your perspective. Give us a humorous perspective on the goings on with you, your neighborhood, your family. Holiday coming up, people scrambling already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got a little snowflakes on the way. And I do mean a little. You know, yeah, just something. There's a flake. Yeah.
That's right.
So give us a call. Share some thoughts with us. Share some humor with us. Share a lighter perspective on any issue that you'd like to comment on this morning. And the number to call is 202-588-0893. All right. I do want to thank all those folks that made pledges during the WPFW drive recently. Thank you so much. Can't do it without you. We say it all the time, but it's true. We don't have no corporate sponsorships or things like that. And you can always donate anytime that you feel that urge, okay? Just go to our website, WPFWFM.org. Hit that red button. Donate what you can. Donate what you wish. And it's all going to the cause, all right?
That's right.
And the cause is great. So, on that ship, you know, I couldn't help but laugh over the Gates story.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I think the social media slang were the gates are closed. The gates are closed.
You know, and that's a and think about just the election that we just went through, and this is his first, you know, cabinet pick, and it goes down in flames.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to blame for that? 202-580-0893. Y'all be careful now. Eating that hamburger. Yeah, eating that hamburger. We the E. coli bandwagon is out in full force, guys. So over the holidays, you're gonna have to be very discerning.
Did you see saw that photo of Trump and RFK and two other people eating at McDonald's? You hate to see them go down like that.
Eating at McDonald's, okay.
They were eating McDonald's on his plane.
But you know, he's always been just, you know, cheap like that. You know, I can't call it any other thing. But I remember when he had one of the college teams, you know, the college championship teams and things like that, who always go to the White House. That's and it. When Trump was in office, he brought them all in and gave them McDonald's.
So what I want to know, can you pull your plane up to the drive-thru? Is that legal? Can you...
he'll try it. He'll try it, you know. Yeah, and the ironic thing is, and these are high schoolers, you know, college kids.
Right.
You know, so you know that's all they eat.
Right.
So, oh, thanks. Thanks, man. You know, thanks for the burger.
It's not the ambassador of France. It's like, what's on the menu? We got chicken nuggets. We got all kinds of sauces.
Yeah, chicken nuggets, man. We living high. All right. Let's get some calls in. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show. The number to call is 202-580-0893. We'd like to hear some humorous perspectives from y'all out there. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing well. I don't know how humorous this is, but it seems as though Donald Trump's primary purpose is selecting anybody for his cabinet. Is that they either have to be grabbing women's private parts or molesting underage children. What else? That's what he did, you know. So birds of a feather, I think, flock together.
You mean allegedly, right?
Allegedly, yeah. But we have the information. We have the confessions. We have the reports. And if they don't make it public, it's going to get leaked.
That's it.
And they got witnesses, too. Absolutely. What can you say? You know,
I said, American people get the government they deserve. This is it, what they want. This is what they got.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
The joke might be us. Right.
Thanks for sharing that, man. Okay.
That's right.
202-580-0893. The truth is more human. Yeah, that's why comedians stay. Chip, you know the business.
That's it.
That's why. That's the material.
It is.
You know the obvious. Yes.
Yeah. Timely. Like, you know, this thing I saw with the Linda McMahon, Department of Education.
Oh. So,
apparently she's going to expand free lunches in the schools. The only caveat is that the kids have to wrestle for it. So that's how she's going to pay for it. She's going to do lunchtime pay-per-view. So,
oh, Lord. All right. Let's see. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they do deal with these government agencies that they'll be taking over, because they're most, for the most part, they're out to destroy them.
Right. Well, I mean,
good morning, Carla.
Yeah, hello, Carla.
Let's go to this call. Good morning, Carla. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Robert Olson in California. I've moved from Susanville to Eureka.
I like that show, Eureka. So yeah.
Yeah. So well, I don't know. I don't watch television, so I didn't know it was a show. But apparently, it's a Greek word that means I have found it. It's what I know. Anyway, about humor, even though it seems like it's out of date, my Android feed has been giving me a lot of George Carlin shorts. You want to think about what's going on now, just listen to old George Carlin.
I know.
Amen.
He was incendiary, and he didn't mince words. Anyway, I have a question, and I didn't get in last week. You had a hell of a show last week. I couldn't even get on the air. No, you did. I listened. How did red become Republican? Because when I was coming up, it meant commie or socialist.
Watch out now.
How did that happen?
Watch out now. And the reason you watch out red. Is because of the flirtation with of the Republican Party with those very reds. Remember, that's one of the things.
I had a different life for a while. And media was not part of it. And so I think I missed that segment.
You have to remember, Republicans used to be the liberals. They used to be
the ones that were,
quote unquote, for socialism and for, you know, egalitarianism and all that stuff. So they were close to being commies, you know. Wasn't until 64 when a Civil Rights Act was passed that all those Dixiecrats crossed over and took over the Republican Party. So,
but I do want to reiterate this point. The Republican Party, there was a poll taken out, I believe during the Obama campaign, and Republicans were admiring
Putin.
Putin, yes, were you know, like what he was doing, and against, you know, the own U.S. candidate. So there's this flirtation, you know, and the Trump administration is going to take full advantage of that flirtation. So you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
It happened before Donald, and I just don't understand the history. Because, I was anti-Vietnam, and I protested, and I got beat up and all that jazz. And I was considered a red. But today I would not be considered a red. I'm not a Democrat either. I don't believe any of these. I can't say it on what I want to say, but I don't believe any of these characters, let's put it that way. I didn't even vote this last time I moved. I did get it enough, but I didn't see the down ballot issues soon enough to even bother. And I'm moving. I still got a stack of boxes in the middle of my joint, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got other things to do. And I probably would have voted for Kamala, not that I accept everything she is, but, you know, it's the conundrum of a vote for the least dangerous person. You know, that's an argument that I know you know. And
that's been a conundrum for a long time.
Yeah, for several elections.
Most certainly.
Yeah.
Most certainly. They're all on the same side.
We got some more callers, so we're gonna go ahead, man, and break away. Thanks
for calling.
It's good to talk to you once in a while. Ciao.
Oh, come man. Thank you. 202-588-0893. You know, that, look, that's what that, look, you see that red map? On the day after the election? Very, very telling. Very telling. I mean, the whole country, except for the great DMV. Yeah. All right. Nice to be in an area where, you know, people are, have some conscience, you know, people don't go just for the okie doke. All right. All right, 202-580-0893. Good morning, caller. Do we have another caller right there?
No.
Okay, all right. And
no one's got jokes?
yeah, how about that? 202-580-0893. There's been, you know, a lot about the effect that the media had on this. Elon Musk, people are leaving, Twitter, for, in droves. Never before in American politics have we had something like this, it's kind of funny because the only reason he's relevant is because he has money.
Right. That's been the history of politics. A lot of people have only been relevant because they had money.
Yeah.
You know, and gotten positions like, what do they call them? The vanity appointments, like, ambassador to London or, ambassador to France. Usually those are big donors. The real ambassadors are the ones who have been in the system working are the ones that are ambassador to, Kyrgyzstan or to, some place where you actually have to do some work, We're not in high level negotiations to stop a war with England. So, that you can put anybody in that position pretty much.
All right. 202-588-0893. Give us some satire about a story that's out there with that you've been following, some humorous perspective about this. We're laughing to keep from crying because there's a lot to cry about, right? So we got to bulk up, and say, look, one thing we cannot do is lose our sense of humor. When we lose our sense of humor, it's a wrap.
That's it. Know?
It's a wrap.
You lose the will.
Okay. And that's why humor and comedians are so important. To these discussions. It's going to be interesting to see how the comedians do respond to this, right? Because it's a lot of material. It's going to be a lot of stuff to respond to, right?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of times you'll hear that people are like, Trump in office, you're going to have a lot of material, but it's hard because you've got so many people that are offended by that stuff. I mean, it becomes a minefield. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there, but
People are tired of it.
They get tired of it, right? So,
all right. Well, let's see what the next callers have to say. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW? Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip. This
good morning.
Is calling from Germany.
Hello.
Go ahead, Chip. Go ahead, Rick.
I'm having a hard time laughing with you guys. I can only see the next 4 to 6 years homeless people dying because they are not in supported shelters around the country, not just in Washington, D.C., but around the country. I like a good laugh, but these are not humorous times to me. That's all I had to say, fellas.
Well, the only pushback I would say to that is that any time should be humorous times. I mean, in fact, when things are at its worst is when you need the humor the most.
That's right.
So
don't let them boil your humor.
Right.
Out of you.
There were people telling jokes, in Germany during during the Nazi regime. You know, I mean, Jewish people keeping their spirits up. You know, I mean, and that is probably one of the things that the Jewish community is known for is its use of humor, and part of that has been, you know, using it through periods of fire, you know, so.
And you know, it's a necessary tool, okay?
Right.
It's a necessary tool to bring about awareness. All right, we got another caller. Let's see what they got. Let's see what they got on their mind. 202-580-8893. What's your humorous perspective on what story this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Anwar from Tacoma Park.
And how you doing, man?
Good. How's everybody?
Okay.
Good. I'm not sure, again, like the previous caller, that this is a time for humor. I wonder if anybody knows what today is. Today is actually the day that John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated.
Yep.
And to me, that's the beginning of fascism in this country. And we lost a president who was not able to put forth his agenda. And it kind of told the American people that those people who are on top, or control, I don't know if you've ever heard of the book, The Committee of 300, that decided which way this country was going to go. And my father also always said that Kennedy was going to try and help those people, us black people, those people living on reservations, and that couldn't happen. 2 weeks ago, I came from Cuba. 2 weeks ago, I was in Cuba. And if you've ever been to Cuba, or you or your co-host, I don't know, but if you've ever been there, you will see the actual results of the U.S. imperialism in this hemisphere as well as Haiti. But it's amazing to me that we can do business with Vietnam and have clothes and products shipped over here from somebody that we lost 50,000 people to. But in Cuba, there's never done anything to us. We continue to make those people have the hardest time I've seen outside of Haiti. But anyway, I'll leave you with this. Malcolm said there's too much singing and not enough swinging. And you brothers can figure out what that means. Yeah. All right. Bye.
That, apropos.
Yeah. You know, this is the anniversary of Kennedy's assassination, but it's also the birth date of Rodney Dangerfield. So two things can exist at the same time that are the opposites of one or the other. Yeah. So
the universe is large. So let's go to another call. Hey, thanks for your call, my friend. Thank you very much. 202-580-8893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I think I hear your point of view about the need for humor, but it depends on your point of view. We're mankind. If you're God, this is very humorous. And I suggest people listen to Eddie James' God song. Because if he can always make another Earth, he can always make other people. It might take what we consider billions of years, but it is very funny. And that's a song I suggest people look up on YouTube or wherever they can and listen to it, and then you'll see some humor. There's some good things going on right now. Before, in a certain country, I think it was France, there were a lot of hooligans from Israel who were beating up people, who were stealing flags, who were chanting things outside their house, joking about killing babies and how there are no schools because we killed them, all the kids and all this other stuff. And some 16-year-old girl was documenting all this, and she sent it to Sky News, and Sky News edited out all the Israeli
of
things.
Of course.
And all the news media then went to saying that these are people who are anti-Semitic and whatever. But when they put all her edited things in there, the whole world, the whole news media changed. All around the world, it's changing. They're not doing it publicly because they're embarrassed. But it's funny. And it's funny because we look at things not from a godly point of view, but from our point of view, and we don't realize we're going to die. We're going to become part of the world. If we're going to go back to Earth and be recreated, maybe, in a billion years or something as to other human forms. And,
see,
and
if we're lucky,
if you look at it from God's point of view, it's really funny.
I was going to say that's one of the big jokes of George Carlin. You know, back in his day, we didn't call it climate change; we called it global warming. He said, "You know, people yelling about global warming that you know we need to do stuff to save the Earth." We're not going to save the Earth. The Earth is going to be fine. You know, we may be gone, but the Earth will still be here. It
definitely
will be fine. So what we're talking about is saving ourselves. We're not being egalitarian and trying to save this planet. The planet will go on without us.
That's true. And if there is a Holy Spirit, I believe there is, he may be laughing. Man means nothing, much less than he is.
Then you'll see the
humor from a holy spiritual point of view.
The humor is to help us. That's right. Down here on the ground. Us down here on the earth.
He ain't
laughing. Y'all crazy.
Y'all crazy, and he may be laughing. because maybe he's in pain.
To see all this work go to, you know, not to waste, but to be challenged in the way that it's being challenged.
The Holy Spirit, and he just might be saying, boy, these people, they are funny. Once they kill themselves, we'll create them again. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway,
that's it.
You have a good one.
All right.
Same to you. Thank you. Okay.
You too. Thanks for sharing. Interesting.
But I mean, it is about perspective. I mean, because there's always stuff in the news. This whole thing with RFK, I was thinking, you know, the hubbub about RFK and the bear. I don't know if you heard this story.
Him and the bear. The Central Park bear.
Central Park, yeah. So he's going to dump this carcass of this bear because he has to go somewhere. And for some reason, the idea they thought of was they were going to frame this as some kind of bicycle accident because he had a bicycle in the van as well. So he put the bicycle with the bear. And I'm like, is this some kind of like circus accident?
Yeah.
I mean, is this like a performing bear that rides a bicycle?
This is the person that is going to be over in charge of our healthcare system.
Right.
So, we gotta have a sense of humor about this only because that fuels the resistance.
Right.
And
my question is like, who comes up with? Was he on drugs? I mean, should we really?
We could
put a bicycle there.
When I first heard this story, I said, you know what, this is the kind of stuff that we don't need. And the thing is, like I said, the guy is been put up to this high position.
Right.
So yeah, it's funny as hell because, you know, it's just outrageous, you know, and you know, I mean, damn, you know, but look, if they can put rapists up there and, you know, child molesters and whoever else, whatever other ilk they got, you know, like Maya said, you know, hey, when they tell you who they are, believe them.
Right.
It's all there. So,
I just want to say to all you people that have a pet bear, lock up your bicycles, please, for the sake of the bear. Lock your bicycles up.
So Robert F. Kennedy won't get nowhere near him.
No, so they don't have a terrible accident and die. I mean, obviously he thought this was a common event that bears were dying on bicycles.
No, I know he didn't. That sickness was coming out. He knew better. That's why he tried to cover it up. All right, 202-588-0893. Do we have another caller, Mr. Engineer?
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, let's go to those calls right now. Thank you for your patience.
Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
You got an echo.
Are you on your...
Well, do you have your radio on or something? We don't have an echo on our end.
I don't now.
Very good.
Okay, that's better.
What's on your mind, man?
I was funny when he told the joke about lock up your bears because of JFK and his chicanery. But I just say, man, we need to make better decisions. And under pressure, you're not going to make a good decision. So my suggestion, simple suggestion, is calm your mind, do more meditations, walk in nature, but make better decisions, whatever the situation is. If it's a low situation, make a high decision. If it's an even lower situation, make the highest decision for that situation that you're in. So raise whatever situations we come through. We can go through some things, looking at the environment that we live in, with the people making bad decisions like Donald Trump. Over 100,000 people died because of that COVID stuff, because he botched it. He didn't tell the truth. He lied.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. Hundreds of thousands of people died. So we don't care about people dying now. And these policies may put people in a more challenging situation, but we'll see. We deal with it as it comes about. But just make better decisions. The guy that they put in charge of this thing, whoever voted for him or didn't vote for him or didn't vote at all, now we get the government they say we deserve. But he's not a good decision maker at all. And he's, you know, self-centered. Simple as that.
That's true. It is true.
But, you know, run your life when and where you can. Help somebody, help yourself, and be careful, be safe, and be cool, be careful.
And you know, I'll ask you one question, because people are making a lot of bad decisions. Bad because they're getting bad information, or, you know, too much misinformation. How do you sort through all of that? You know, for the average Joe, you know, the average Jill. You know, how do you sort through that? You know, you think you're making the right decision based on the information that you're getting.
Right.
You come to find out that information is all bogus.
This might be a little far out there, but my thing is, I don't know nothing, I don't own nothing, and I don't control nothing. That means I have to be quiet enough to hear the spirit of God talking. Something greater than myself need to be going on. Me doing something for somebody else other than myself, because this is a self-centered environment that we live in. And sometimes that's needed, but we need to have discernment with that. But just having a quiet space every day, just quiet my mind down, and my heart, and my emotions, so that hopefully whatever comes up, I make better decisions. I say it again, go in nature, work out, do some meditation, listen to some good music, put on PFW.
And there you go. Can't go wrong there.
Raise yourself with yourself.
Hey, thanks for your call, man. Thanks for your your advice.
Have a good weekend. Okay. I think it gets back to what you constantly say, Ron, is do your own research. You know, people will spend more time researching the flat screen TV that they're going to buy than who they're going to vote for. You see this all the time. The pundits are always like, well, you know, we don't know. Because a lot of people haven't looked at this. We won't know until like 4 weeks before the election, before, you know, most of the people get in and start looking at this. Why would you wait the 4 weeks before the election to start looking at
investigating
who the options are out there. And it's about priority. Why would you spend more time getting a TV than you would on electing a president?
Well, not to defend that action, but the reason is because people are just moving in the motions. You know, there's been so much, you know, and a lot of people just are overwhelmed, you know, and so it's. And once again, that's how fascism operates. You know, we're just going to overwhelm you. You know, so you stop until you stop resisting.
Right.
Like when the cop pushed, stop resisting. I'm not resisting, man. I'm standing here, my, you know, stop
underwear.
Resisting.
I'm standing here, my underwear.
I'm not resisting. Why are you trying to make this case? But that's what that is. All right. Well, we got a couple more callers, so let's see what they got to say.
Who got
hey,
jokes?
Good morning. Yeah, who got jokes?
Good morning. Is that me?
That's you?
That is you, sir.
Okay. Happy Friday.
There you go.
I want to start with two things. The comedy thing, right? You know, warfare, they use comedy to manipulate and seduce the public. They use
everything to do that.
Well, yeah, true. You know what I'm saying? But to persuade the public, you know, they use comedy. They did this in, you know, Nazi Germany. They did this in the Soviet. They also do it in communist China, right? This is nothing new. They're doing it in this country. This is why you see like shows like SNL, you know, make political satire of their political rivalries. You know, it's to persuade the public to thinking that anything that this person says or anything that this person is with, whatever they represent, is bogus. It's warfare. It's informational warfare, and this is a tactic. You know, see Joseph Goebbels for that, right?
Mm. Comedy is used on both sides, right? I mean, one of our dear friends and dear friends of the station, he used comedy to expand. I mean, Dick Gregory was all about comedy for the purpose of making people understand the civil rights movement, right? So yeah, it seems like you're saying it only happens on one side.
No.
I didn't get that from what he was saying at all.
I'm saying it's a tool. That's all I'm saying. You know, it could be used for good. It could be used for bad. It will be.
That's right.
And when it comes to, like, you know, political warfare, you know, that's a major tool. You know, and we see it. We're living that in real time. But you just gotta. You gotta know these things. You have to educate yourself on these things in order to see it. You know, because when you read about it, you learn about it. It comes naturally. Like every time I turn on the TV, I can spot pop propaganda easily.
Easy.
Based on what you know.
Easy pickings.
You know, but I also wanted to point out. I wanted to touch on Robert Kennedy Jr. Not the bear thing, because that's bizarre. But I find it kind of appalling that what he speaks about when he talks about challenging the big medical and food companies, that's necessary. That's very well needed. Our kids, we are being poisoned by these big conglomerates who run the food organization. Our meat, our dairy, our produce is like poison. This is why we have a high obesity rate. This is why we have high illness rates around the globe. I mean, not just around the globe, more so than any other country. So, you know, a lot of these foods that we're consuming daily is banned in other countries. And he's calling that out. And I don't see – and they use, again, they use propaganda, right, to discredit him.
Hold up, man. I don't mean no harm, but the things that come out of his mouth discredit him, you know. Let me just say this. Out of his, you know, in his own words, he has expressed, you know, these concern over these issues. Okay. Now let's see. He's got the power now. He's got the juice now. So we're gonna find out real quick.
Okay, let's agree. Let's just say this. What he's advocating for right now is very necessary. I mean, wouldn't you agree? Food coloring, it's very detrimental if you consume it enough. Edible poison is what we're being spoon-fed, and he's just pushing back on it. Now, I've read his book, you know, and it was kind of intriguing. It's about vaccines. I wouldn't discount this guy. Not me, you know. Now, he's going to get a lot of pushback because you're talking capitalism, and there's a lot of corporations that benefit from, you know, the foods that we eat, edible poison. Mainly the meat companies, you know. But I would just suggest to you and your listeners to, you know, just research this guy and what he's really pushing for. Just research that. And even if he's the wrong man, the wrong candidate, the wrong guy for the job, it's still something we need to be paying attention to. And, you know, and that's my piece. You know, I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
But, you know, just research this guy and what he's really pushing for. Just research that. The wrong candidate, the wrong guy for the job. It's still something we need to be paying attention to.
All right, we got our studio picture back, okay?
Oh, okay.
Very good. Sorry for the pause, y'all.
Did we lose a caller, or is he still on? Okay.
Okay. Are they there now, or are they left off some? All right, let's go with them right away, okay? Good morning, caller. Thanks for your patience. Yes. What is your comment?
My comment is simply that I really cried here because when I was a student in Calvin University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, mm-hmm. I took a class, Western Civilization 102. And that Western Civilization, I saw...
Doesn't that sound about right?
I saw the barbarity of the Caucasians looking at Auschwitz and Treblinka and Buchenwald and all those, and the way they were killing each other. It shocked me that the European Jewry who were converted to Judaism, they're not actually Jew. Netanyahu is not a Jew. He was a convert to Judaism. Okay. Now, they what they are doing now to the Palestinians and to the Lebanese and all that, it baffles me how anybody could go through that savage barbarity of the studies that I took in Western Civilization 102 with Professor Eppel. I don't know if he's still alive, but I happen to be the only African student, and they were all in tears. I said, why do you title it Western Civilization, whereas it's supposed to be Western Savagery or Barbarism. okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Jimmy Carter was running for election, I went around because of the savagery that I saw and because of what the state of Israel was going alongside with South Africa in apartheid. It was so painful to me that even though I was just a student from Africa, I went around with my fellow students from Madison, New Jersey, to campaign. And Jimmy Carter won. Now, this is part of my story. When he won,
we're going to be pressed for time soon, so let's kind of bring it down, okay?
Okay, he went to Israel to actually tell them what they are doing to the Palestinians was not good. They should give up the land that they have occupied to the Palestinians. You know what they told him? They told him, if you can give up this land back to Native Americans, we are also going to give the land back. Now, it clarified my mind, things that are happening now. So we are supplying arms to Netanyahu, that devil, to be killing Palestinians, because it's the same thing that we did here in snatching this land from the Native
All
Americans.
Right.
We brought Africans to come and walk out the land.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the reason why we are supplying arms to State of Israel, knowing the barbarity and the savagery?
Okay, sir. I think that's kind of well established here on this.
Right. Same story, different time.
You know. And
there's nothing new under the sun.
Thank you for your comments. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Yeah, good morning and good morning. I'm going to make mine short. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump is favoring Putin, okay? North Korean troops, which is a communist country, is fighting on side of Russia. The white evangelicals are anti-communist, staunchly anti-communist. How can
No, they ain't. No, they ain't no more.
I know. That's my point. How can they even face themselves back in Trump when North Korea, a communist country, is fighting on side of Russia? And if somebody can explain that to me, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I think it started with what you said. Who are these people that are siding with Russia and North Korea? Did we lose
the call? They're white evangelicals.
White is the key there. Russia is seen as a white.
Yes, country. Dominated country. Yes.
White dominated country. So
and that being said, this whole right-wing movement is a global movement. It's not just happening here in the United States.
It's not by accident that these guys that we see, the white supremacists, you know, run around with these Nazi flags, side themselves with a white country, white-dominated country like Russia.
And that also ties into the abortion issue. You know, it's not that these folks are genuinely concerned about children. They're concerned about population growth.
Right.
You know, they don't want to be outpopulated.
Population, yeah, demographics, right? Yeah. What's the...
It's sad but true,
mm-hmm.
You know. Sad but true.
We turned the corner from humor here, I think.
No, because there's always something, you know, like, you know, I was watching television the other day, and I noticed that this is one channel called the Inspiration Channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's supposed to be about, you know.
No, it's Western.
It's Westerns, man. I mean, like, kill them all, you know.
Kill the savages. That's it.
I said, dang, What a lineup for the inspirational channel, you know?
You know what's hilarious to me about that is when you're watching all those old Westerns and they're killing the Red Savages, but all the actors are white that are playing the Red Savages.
How about that? How about that? All right, let's see. We got a little more time here. 202-580-0893. Community watch and comment. We're just getting some humorous perspectives from you folks about, you know, I mean, you have to laugh to keep from crying. And, you know, several of the callers have suggested that, you know, maybe these ain't times to laugh or mm-hmm. be funny. But in many respects, they're right. These are very serious times, you know, but you also need your wits about you, you know? You know, we cannot afford to, you know, give up hope, you know? Hope requires effort, you know? And so if you give up, you say, now I'm gonna go into my cocoon, you know, then that's exactly what's gonna happen. And then they'll run, you know, they'll run roughshod over the population. So beware you guys. You know, it ain't gonna be easy, but it has to be done. You know, otherwise, you know, we will be in a world of hurt. 202-580-0893. We've got Shea Butter coming up next. Is that right? Yeah, there she is.
There she is, bringing all the right. blues.
Bringing the blues, okay. And of course, we got the news before that. And once again, we really appreciate hearing from you guys out there. You know, a lot of you guys have a lot more sense than the politicians we elect.
That's right. You know? Giving us food for thought.
Exactly. And we need that food, you know? We need a lot of that food, you know? So, well, I hope you guys are, you know, preparing for the holiday reasonably. Make a donation if you can to a food bank somewhere to help, you know, those out there who, you know, just don't have it, you know, and those numbers are growing, unfortunately. Generosity from folks like yourselves goes a long way. All right, that can of food, that you know, that cake, that pie, you know, that turkey, whatever, you know, whatever mm-hmm. you give, it'll be consumed and appreciated. All right. So, Chip, you got any plans for the holiday, man? I know turkeys usually try to leave town, but just, you know.
It's a cartoon I saw the other day with two turkeys standing side by side, and one of the turkeys was wearing a T-shirt with an arrow pointing at the other turkey. Go, I'm standing next to Delicious.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody look out for themselves. You know?
Look out for themselves.
Man, so well, you folks, you know, thank goodness our listeners don't just look out for themselves, because that's how WPFW's been around all these years, you know, since 1977.
That's right.
And yes, we will be relocating soon. We'll be telling you more about that, you know, as it progresses. Thank all of you for, you know, helping out in that process. It's not over. You know, but we will be moving out of these digs in about a little less than a month.
And moving on up to the east side.
moving on up somewhere. Yeah, east side, west side.
Georgia Wheezy, we moving on up.
Yeah, to the dry cleaners.
That's right.
Yeah, man, what history was that? All right, and you know, next week we'll be with you. Usually that week is reserved for the local station board, but that program will not air next week because of the holiday season, and but it will resume in January, and we look forward to that. Okay, so we'll Chip, you and I are back on duty next Friday.
Back on duty, okay.
Back on duty. And you know, and it's our pleasure to do so. So any last thoughts, Chip, to our listeners before we roll up out of here?
No, I had a joke I was going to do, but, you know, it's too partisan probably to do it. So.
Too partisan in this world? Good
places. Yeah. You know the story that the sexual harasser, the thief, and the felon walk into a bar, and the bartender looks over and says, "Oh, good morning, Mr. President-elect. How can I help you?"
Look at that, three people in one body. Well, hey, the shoe fits, wear it. Okay, if the shoe fits, wear it. All right, folks, you tune in to 89.3 FM.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Scott Baba. World leaders have begun reacting to the International Criminal Court's decision yesterday to issue arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister Yoav Gallant, and Hamas officials, accusing them of war crimes and crimes against humanity over the war in Gaza and the October attacks that triggered Israel's offensive into the Palestinian territory. William Dennis Lowe has more.
On announcing the arrest warrant, the International Criminal Court alleged that Benjamin Netanyahu bears criminal responsibility for the war crime of starvation as a method of warfare. Israel's prime minister says the move is anti-Semitic, and the ICC's decision has divided opinion in Europe. Belgium's foreign ministry says that those responsible for crimes committed in Israel and Gaza must be prosecuted at the highest level. Hungary's prime minister calls it a brazen decision and is pledged to ensure Netanyahu's security when in his country. William Denslow, Brussels.
Meanwhile, Palestinian families in the Gaza Strip are often eating just once a day, even in areas where aid groups have relatively more access than the isolated and heavily destroyed north. The United Nations Humanitarian Office has warned of a, quote, stark increase in the number of households experiencing severe hunger in central and southern Gaza. Experts say a full-blown famine may be underway in the north. Israel says it allows enough aid to enter, but humanitarian groups say Israeli restrictions, ongoing fighting, and the breakdown of law and order pose major obstacles to distribution. Ukraine tightened its security today as the nation braced itself in the wake of Russia's latest attack using a new type of missile. Karen Chemes reports.
Ukraine's parliament has cancelled a session as security was tightened after Russia deployed a new ballistic missile that threatens to escalate the nearly three-year war. Three Ukrainian lawmakers confirmed that the parliamentary session previously scheduled was cancelled due to the ongoing threat of Russian missile attacks. President Volodymyr Zelensky's office continued to work in compliance with standard security measures, according to a spokesperson. The move comes after Russia fired a new intermediate-range ballistic missile in response to Kyiv's use of U.S. and British longer-range missiles capable of striking deeper into Russian territory. Russian President Vladimir Putin confirmed the missile launch in an address on Thursday. I'm Karen Chemas.
President-elect Donald Trump has named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General, just hours after his other choice, Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. She's been a vocal critic of the criminal cases against Trump. She has also been a chair at the American First Policy Institute, a think tank set up by former Trump administration staffers. Gaetz stepped aside amid continued fallout over a federal sex trafficking investigation that cast doubt on his ability to be confirmed as the nation's chief federal law enforcement officer. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump's choice to lead the Department of Defense has responded to questions about his alleged sexual assault case. Catherine Carley reports.
Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, is dismissing reporters' questions about whether he sexually assaulted a woman in 2017.
I have, as far as the media is concerned, it's very simple. The matter was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared, and that's where I'm going to leave it.
According to a just-released police report, the organizer of a Republican women's forum accused him of physically blocking her from leaving a hotel room, taking her phone, and then sexually assaulting her. Last year, the Fox News host paid her a confidential settlement to end what he calls a baseless lawsuit over consensual sex. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service.
A major storm moving through Northern California has toppled trees and dropped heavy snow and record rain. After knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people in Washington and Oregon. Forecasters warn that the risk of flash flooding and rock slides will continue through today.